I give you what the Lord gives me.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't thank the Lord enough. If I lived to be 100 years old, I couldn't thank Him enough for saving my soul. And as I see the Spirit coming down, blessing different ones, He said He'd always stand near. In the shadows, He's there. Just a whisper away. He's not way off somewhere. He's here with us this morning.
Amen.
You bear with us. We'll do our best. By the help of the Lord. We're going to read a little bit in the... We got maybe two or three different scriptures we want to read. 12th chapter of Daniel. 12th chapter of Daniel says, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thine people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thine people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contentment." Let's go to Malachi, the 3rd chapter, 16th verse. "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before them, for them that feared the Lord, and that called, that thought upon His name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. I will spare them as a man that spareth his own son that served him." Let's go to Revelations. Revelations. Third chapter and the 5th verse. "He that overcome, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angel. He that hath ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saying unto the church." I want to take us back just for a few minutes of time and to Michael and Daniel that will stand for his people. And Daniel said that there would be a time of trouble such as never been. The Bible goes on, and it said we would hear of wars, and rumors of wars. Brother, we have heard it. I'm here to tell you today, we don't hear it. Maybe from another country altogether. It has come home. Down in our back door. A time of trouble. We're entering in to a time of trouble. I will separate from the love of God. Brother, listen, there's everything going on in our back door today. Listen, it ain't saved. I could walk down the street. Somebody will shoot you. All kinds of things that is happening. And it's going worse and worse and worse. You can expect anything that will happen. But the Bible said, if back yonder, they said that we live for Him, He would not blot our name. I'm glad that there was a book of remembrance that was written down. Not even the devil himself can touch our name that's written back whenever we come out from among the world. Brother, listen, I know the Bible said this man called Michael would stand up for the people. I'm glad today I find him even standing for Gabriel, the archangel that was in trouble. Daniel, I was praying. I prayed for 21 days. And the Bible said that Gabriel was on his way. He was here from the day he began to pray. But he got withstood with the kings of the prince of Persia. And this man, Michael, come to help him. Listen, to deliver him. The Bible said that everyone that would be found written in the book of life shall be delivered.
Amen.
Listen. I'm glad that Michael, the archangel, is standing for what is right today. The Bible said that we had to overcome all the trouble that will come our way.
Amen.
Listen, if we overcome, he said, I will not blot out your name, but will be clothed in white, pure and clean. Listen, I'm this road that I'm traveling on still goes by the way of the cross. Listen, this highway that we're traveling on still goes by the way of the blood. This highway that we're traveling on still goes by the way of repentance. Whenever the Lord calls us out of darkness, convicts our sin, listen, He's faithful and just to forgive me of everything that I did, wipe the slate clean. But listen, He said that we have to overcome. He's still the same. Our Lord is the same yesterday, same today, and forever, and changed it not. There will not be one jot or one tittle that will fail the Word of God. It steadfast. It took the blood of the precious Son of God to buy it, to pay for it on the cross.
Amen.
We got to overcome all the trouble that the devil will throw our way. Listen, this Michael, the archangel, the Bible said that there was war in heaven, and the Michael fought and his angel and fell and cast down the devil into the earth. Brother, listen, they cast him out, but he's still standing for the people today. I'm glad that he's on my side. All of the world, I will deceive you and I'll lead you down the wrong way. But this book is steadfast and He will lead us safely home. Listen, He said, I will confess them to my Father. Listen, and I will confess His name to His angel. My, listen. This angel, archangel, that's standing in the shadow today, giving you strength to deliver you from one trouble to another. And we're surrounded. I'm more than we give them credit for. There's the archangel that's standing for me and you. There's the Holy Ghost leading and guiding you and directing us all the way home. I'm glad to be saved today. My, listen, but there's a book offering memories. He, whenever the Lord called, I know that He, I saw Nicodemus. He said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You will not get to heaven except you got a new birth. Brother, I dying out from your old ways. I being born again into the blood of the family of God. If you believe with all your heart and confess Him, Romans 10. He said the same shall be saved. I will get your name written in the book of life. I we got to overcome the obstacles of this world. And stand on the solid foundation. I know that the world they come up with all kinds of stuff. I know a new technology. Nothing new. I will take the Word of God the place of the Word of God. Let me tell you. Let me just see how my God is. You get this. If my God can take a cow, feed her green grass, make her grow red hair, give out white milk, turn up yellow butter, that ain't changed. He can take me home. And it ain't changed. And that's just one thing. You think about all the different things. I just been the same from the foundation of the world. The creation of God. Brother, and it won't change. It's still settled. Steadfast. And that's what we based our life on. Our book. We have trouble here. And I know sometimes it's hard to overcome. But He said, if he that overcometh, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Brother, what a promise. I were clothed in white linen. I pure and clean. I under the blood. And that of the precious blood. Of the Lamb. Through repentance. Now if you're trying to get to heaven in any other way, you're a thief and a robber. But I like this. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And I call them by name. He that hath an ear, I let him hear what the saith the Word of God. Whenever the Holy Ghost comes down, I begins to speak to you as He has this morning, then you'll know you're still clothed in white, pure and clean, because you got your blood under the blood of the Lamb. I got the sin under the blood of the Lamb this morning. Them that thought, them that feared the Lord, spoke often one to another. Now thou, Lord, hearken and hear it. Hear them talking about His name. And there was a great book of remembrance written for them. That was me and you. That was me and you. Listen, things had to be set in place I know today that we hear wars and rumors of wars somewhere. I bet it's come home to me and you. They might not have declared a nation war, but the war of sin is on every hand. Listen, the devil is raging. And he's killing, robbing, raping. He'll snatch you right out of the love of God if he can. But what will separate us from the love of God? I'm not persecution. I'm not tribulation. I'm not death. Brother, what will separate us from the love of Christ? Whenever we in a warfare between the flesh and the spirit, it's whenever we yield ourselves unto the flesh and go our own way. And not submit ourselves unto the righteousness of God. Well, they're doing it. Somebody else is doing it. Let them do it. I'm on my way home. Listen. The old cow's still giving out white milk. Pure. And clean. The old goose is still growing feathers. And God is still saving his people.
Amen.
And God is still saving his people. And he will still stand for them. Where's God, preacher? Well, I can feel him all over me. Telling you, trouble is on every hand. Who is overcoming? I that will step out and say, Lord, here am I send me. I will preach the word. If I have to go down on the street corner, if God tells me to, and I will plow the word of God. I listen. I don't care what the world says. I think about it.
Amen.
People. We're on our way home. Man, I'd rather feel the presence of God. It's to be weighted down with gold and silver. If I'm weighted down with gold and silver, somebody's going to take it. And they're going to leave me half dead, and they don't care for me. But if I got my heart right, dressed in fine linen, purchased, fine and clean.
Amen.
And he's with me. Michael, he just said he would stand for the people. And I believe as this world gets worse and worse, the archangel, this great prince, he said he would stand for the people. He will stand for me and you. He will not allow the devil to tempt us above what we're able to bear.
Amen.
He's made that promise. And I'm going. We have to have a little willpower behind our salvation. We have to have enough willpower to say, Lord, I am yours. I don't care what they say. I'll do the best I can. I don't know what you got out of the message this morning. But I'm here to tell you that the time of trouble such as never been is Emmanuel back door. It's not saved. Me and you're not saved. We're not saved right here. We're safely saved in the arms of Jesus. Listen. And if they kill us, we're just going to die. But them that died in the Lord will awake an everlasting life. Man, while others will awake unto shame and contentment. Go away in everlasting punishment where there's weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth. Listen, if there's ever been a time that people need to wake up to who they serve, it's today. It's today. But you have to be born again to get your name written in a book of life. Yeah. And then you have to overcome all the many little obstacles that the devil would come to your way with. Discourage you, deceive you, hinder you from going to the house of God. Listen, you be some more symbol at the house of God whenever Jesus comes and calls your name. My, listen. I know that we don't always get what we want. But I heard an old man one time, and I heard him say many, many times. He said, my prayer, he said, I'd like to be at the house of God whenever the death angel comes and calls my name. I heard him say that difference of time, but it didn't matter much to me. I didn't think much about it. But one Sunday morning we left the church. Phone call just in a few minutes. The old man made it to his truck. The death hand of God come and touched him. Took him out of this world. He's sleeping in the arms of Jesus now. Man, listen. What a way to go. He just got to his truck. And stood to turn his truck on. He just took him out. A time of trouble. Such as never been. Ain't no telling what you'll hear next week. But you think this. This Michael, the archangel, he got the power over the devil. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, because the devil has come down to make war against you. That's what he's here for. Why? Because he knows he just had just a short time. We have to put up with him for a while, but we have to be overcomers to make heaven one day after a while. Let us stand. Get a song. 164.